Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Connor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my best pal, Mr. Sean Mead. Sean, how's it going?
I'm good. I was really hoping you'd mess up in the intro because I have no bits prepared for this week.
I have a Sean-like intro in that I went to take a drink of a coffee before we started recording.
This is a classic Sean start to a story, by the way.
And I burnt my little tongue, Sean.
Oh, Connor, how are you going to cope for the rest of the episode with a burnt tongue?
But you know how it's mentally confusing is that when it happened, I said, "This is a Sean story." You brainwashed me so much.
This is the kind of shit Sean would do and present it as fact.
And I was kind of disappointed in myself a little bit.
I think, let's delve into this though, because what kind of coffee was it? How much milk did you have?
Just a normal black coffee.
Black coffee should have had some milk. You wouldn't have burned your tongue.
Well,
if there was some milk
now
in there.
I know that now, Sean.
You should have some milk now.
I downed a gallon of milk afterwards just to balance it all out. Lactose intolerant. Let's see what happens.
Oh no, we've got about 20 minutes on the show before he explodes.
Better burn through this. Sean, this is weird news. What do we do here?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, a man who has been too busy putting a sensible amount of milk in his coffee to look at any weird news.
What's a sensible amount? You don't have any milk in your coffee.
I genuinely have black coffee as well.
I made you enough coffees to know you have black coffee.
You make a good coffee, I will say.
Thank you.
Do you know what I've started having? I've started having flat whites on the way to work now,
Connor. I'm a flat white man myself. Does that
like
make us two white straight men?
I think so. I think we're the problem, ultimately.
Oh no, cis boys. Going big. Message in, if you've had a flat white.
If you've ever had a flat white, let us know in the comments below.
There's no comments below.
This isn't YouTube in 2005.
No,
what?
It's not. Smash that like button. Smash the subscribe button.
Oh, it was rate 5 stars back in the day, my friend.
Why are we always smashing things?
I don't know. Gently caress the 5-star button
that's
on Spotify
kind of
or iTunes, whichever you're listening
on. A bit iffy as well if it's gently caressing shit.
Grope. No, I shouldn't grope the button.
That's worse.
That's worse than gently caress. Stroke. What do we... Press. Click.
We're on a list now, I think. I think the police might be coming. just as we're on the topic, Sean, if you could just smash that... No, I'm like, look, we're on Spotify. If you want to give us a rating, you can. Be really helpful.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thanks.
And on iTunes. I don't know how the ratings work and all the other things. But yeah, it'd be really helpful if you could. But Sean, we got to get started on weird news this week because we've got a lot of things to cover. And it's been a pretty weird week.
Oh, good.
And what I'm bringing first is... I like to kind of have a bit of a mixture of like weird in terms of like monster sightings and weird in terms of just dumb stories.
Okay, yeah, you know, the standard scale that most news,
the silliest headlines I can find. This would fall mostly into the monster side, as creature with bear-like claws emerges from depths and freaks out kayakers in America.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question that I hope isn't deemed ignorant.
Yeah.
Was that a bear?
Can bears swim?
Bears can absolutely swim.
Oh, can
How
they?
Do you think they catch all their salmon?
They stand on a rock. I've seen a documentary show.
There's
stand
a
on
lake
a rock
of bears
swipe.
That swim. Like, polar bears swim all the time.
Yeah, but well, they're going to have to get fucking more swimming now. Every day they have to swim a little bit more.
Well, oh, Connor, what have you done here? You've turned the story into some kind of PSA.
Slowly edging towards dead. Yay. Sean, I'd really like you to find the image for this as well. As a creature with bear-like claws emerges from the depths and freaks out kayakers. Very important you know the image, because it's a haunting, scary, terrifying image that they caught on film.
Sorry.
They caught on camera. So, I mean, go on.
I was typing and it was, I got the creature with bear-like claws, and then the suggestion was crossword clue. Now, if you can't fucking figure out that crossword hint, you shouldn't be playing crosswords.
It's kind of, oh, bear-like, has been known to be a bit grisly.
Like a picnic basket.
So, I mean, Sean,
okay.
There you go, Sean. Now, look, we've covered the Bigfoot, we've covered Owlman, we've covered several monsters that maybe, you know, these regular news stations, they're not giving them the time of day, but we're covering them because we got to let the people know. You could die at any given moment from one of these monsters. It's very, very possible. Sean,
okay, but
what are your thoughts?
I don't know if there's an answer to this story or not, but I can very clearly see what this is.
Okay,
I don't know where the confusion is. It's
okay,
not a
well,
bear.
I mean, what is it?
It's a turtle, right?
What are you talking about?
That's clearly... He's got a fucking shell upon his back.
No, man, like, there's two big long arms.
He's got the head of a turtle.
But he's a big... Yeah, it's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Shala Holm and her daughter Avery were fishing near Brainerd? In Minnesota, when they heard something breathing and suddenly spotted a set of giant claws lurking beneath their kayak. Now, Sean, we don't know if it's going to be a water monster. It has also been thought of that it is a snapping turtle.
because it looks like a snapping turtle.
But Sean, what if it's a water monster and we don't know?
I mean, everything in the water is a monster, though, to be fair.
Oh, true. Oh, fuck.
Ocean animals are way weirder than any alien you could draw in your head.
Yeah, like, especially the ones we haven't discovered yet. Like, the ones down, like, 5,000 miles.
The ones that only James Cameron has seen.
Like, James is, he's good friends with them. Look, I'm not doubting James. And if you ever look into his eyes, it does look like he's encountered a few of them. Like,
he has
a haunting look that
he's
knows.
The deep ones.
Like, he knows what's going to take us out, but he can't say because he's set up, like, some sort of truce with them.
Yeah, it's some kind of weird, like, spirit bond where if he speaks it, they're released upon us.
If you don't know that James Cameron has a submarine, none of that makes any sense. James Cameron, the film director.
Yeah, he did a whole documentary about him just going down deep in a submarine. But the thing about that conceit is that it's really dark down there and you can't see much.
So he's just, like, squinting. Just like, I can't really see much.
Anything that evolved down there, though, like, evolved in, like, the harshest reality in the world. So, of course, it's going to look weird. And it's going to look even weirder when you bring that up to the surface and it suddenly doesn't have 18 atmospheres of pressure on it.
They can never come up and we can never go down.
That's the thing. And that's how we like it. That's why we're saying.
That's how I like it. And the sea at the middle is scary enough. Because, you don't know what's in there.
And the ice caps are melting, of course, as you saw.
And it's getting bigger. The sea is somehow getting bigger.
There's only getting more ocean, which means that ultimately we're getting closer to those fucked up sea monsters.
Oh, brother, don't say that to me. Any minute now. I remember in school, I was told that America and, like, I think Ireland and America every year get closer to each other at the same length of like your, oh, as yeah. your fingernails grow, the same speed as your fingernails grow. And I remember thinking when I was 14, any day now, I'm going to be able to walk to New York.
And I heard that Everest grows by an inch every year. Because of plates shifting and things like that. And were you, did you get really panicked when your teacher told you that the sun was going to explode one day?
No, because I think I was told like it's 4 billion years away.
But I heard that and I was like, oh, but I don't like that it can happen though.
Yeah, any minute now. Any minute now it could any happen. That, maybe that's the start of your anxiety.
Maybe that's where it stems from.
Where it started.
I think that the sun teacher. Is going to explode.
And so everything else becomes even more anxious riddled just because it's like, well, the sun's going to explode as well.
I'm on a deadline here.
We're like, on a timeline here. Any fucking minute now it could go. I once had a fight with my teacher because I said the sun was a star. And
sun
she said, no, it's not. Yeah.
Your teacher's an idiot.
I mean, I was 10.
You were homeschooled, right?
What?
You were homeschooled.
Yeah, oh, actually, bull parents. I fucking call them bull pricks. But, I told my teacher, I read in the book that the sun is a star. And she said, no, it's not. And then I was like, but I read it in a book. And she was like, no, it's not.
Books can be wrong, Connor. What about all these books I had to buy for this fucking school?
And so I used that from now on. Every maths quiz that she gave me, I was like, books can be wrong. You know what I mean? Books can be wrong, even though that says it's the right answer.
Which are answers I don't trust written in them.
I did my own research. I went online.
This is the start of your online persona.
So, Sean, I brought this to you because I really thought you wouldn't solve it immediately. And I felt like I could have had you with a monster-like story. And now I don't know what to do with it because you've kind of ruined the caper.
No, well, yeah, look, I'm sorry about that. One of my special skills is that I can instantly identify a turtle while looking at a picture of a turtle.
Oh, fuck, he's good. Oh, shit.
Oh, he's like monkey, so good. Say you were in a boat and something snuck up on you. Do you instantly think sea monster or do you just think, oh, weird thing lives in the water?
Whoa, I think naturally you go straight to sea monster. I think step one is definitely sea monster or maybe some sort of jellyfish that it's game over for us all. And then after several minutes of screaming, I think only then do you analyse the situation in more detail.
That's fair. And then you get stung by a jellyfish and then there's several.
Yeah, because ultimately I was correct the first time around and I shouldn't have stopped to analyse.
You look like a man who'd have a jellyfish story. I don't know if that makes sense at all, but that's how I feel.
That is, I don't know if that's insulting or not. There's some sort of condescension there, but I don't know where it is. Oh, it makes me feel weird.
There's no condescension about it. I think you just feel like you would have wandered upon a jellyfish on accident one day.
See, I would have said the same about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you look like a man who's definitely been stung several times by a jellyfish.
No, I stepped on a spider fish once when I was a kid.
Oh, spider fish. They combined the two together. What was that like?
I know. It's fearsome. It's a little prick of a fish. So it lives in the shallows and like buries under the sand. So then you step on it and its spines go up into your foot and they poison your foot. And then you have to like get them pulled out of your foot by the lady on the beach.
Lady on the beach?
Like the medic. Like she's lady. In the nurse's tent.
There's
like.
Just one lady who goes around all of Ireland's beaches.
Yeah. No, it was Portugal, Connor.
Oh, sorry. She's international. She's a very busy
she
one.
Travels the world. Very, very busy.
Very busy.
But yeah, I got that. I got stung on that. And then for like ages after, my foot was sore. And then I had to like soak my foot in this like saline solution to get the rest of the spike poison out. So that's my experience. But you might have seen a jellyfish once.
Why is that so funny? I just like hearing stories of you getting harmed.
I've gotten absolutely rinsed before.
Just nonstop. Every situation you've had just been harmed in. No matter what it is, you've found a way to hurt yourself. Just flinging yourself up. If anyone doesn't know, this all started because Sean got hit by a car when he was six, and I started laughing.
Was it? Yeah, because that I think was the start of a lot of it. By a car, drowned, spider fish. A bunch of stuff happened to me, Colin.
Yeah, man. I just want to follow. I want a camera to follow you around, just so I can just. Some might say I'm mean for laughing like this, but I feel like we're close enough as pals that it's funnier. The more pain you're in, the funnier it becomes.
Oh yeah. If you didn't laugh at this, I would genuinely be like, I'm not telling these stories anymore.
Like, I think if we're acquaintances, I go, oh no, that's terrible. Tell me about it. How does that make you feel? But now I'm just like, that's even funnier. Oh, I've been sent.
That's what I stood on.
Sean just sent me a Wikipedia page for the spider fish.
And it's a little bastard of a fish.
Okay, hang on. Oh, he's a little bit of a bastard.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. He doesn't look anything like a spider.
No. Only for the fact that he's mischievous like a spider.
Would you describe a spider as mischievous?
A spider has a bit of mischief about him. He's always making little nests in the corner.
What's he up to?
Nothing good, I tell you. But you stand on one of those and then you can't walk for the rest of the holiday. I think it happened like day two.
In my head, you got off the plane and it was on the tarmac.
I got off the plane, kicked off my shoes and just danced along.
And you were like, ah, yes, a lovely warm day in Portugal, just walking along. John, you've kind of ruined story one of this week.
I'm not going to hold
it against you, but I think we got there in the end. You made up for it by telling a personal story.
It's kind of a weird kind of bargain we have to do. If I ruin the news story, I have to sacrifice a horrific traumatic event from my childhood.
You have to sacrifice some of your, I don't know, reputation or whatever is left. Sean, we're moving on. And to our next bit of a story is actually, it's a new segment that we've been doing quite a lot of. Now, I'm going to branch it out slightly. So the segment that we've started in recent weeks, for anyone who's been listening to Weird News, has been Sean Solves Relationships. Or I think we came up with a better name, but I cannot remember it.
Was it Sean's Situation Solutions or something like that?
Something along those lines. I think we did do Triple S. Sean has been solving relationship problems for
100% success rate.
For every single time he just absolutely nails it, and every single time he says you need to microdose COVID. So we've only done it twice, and he's microdosed COVID both times. Don't ask how or in what situation. I think it's better if the vaguer it is, and you know that was his response, the better it is.
Well, we'll see if it's round three.
It's coming around again. So Sean, what I'm doing is I'm going to branch out slightly. This is not about a romantic relationship.
Oh.
It's not even about a relationship between a family member. I have is I have a friendship kind of babysitter kind of house-sitting vibes. Because, Sean, here we go. I need you to solve this situation. I'm bringing you more and more complex ones every single week. Because, as I said, 100% success rate. I want to catch you out. I want to figure out a way that we can just one-up you. Well, I need to stump you.
Impossible, first of all. Impossible.
It's a tall task, but I'm going to see if I can do it. Because, Sean, this week I bring you. I offered to cat-sit over Christmas for my mates at a lower rate. Now they want me to also pay the bills of their house as well.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, this is more of a, you know, a subtle social situation for Sean to solutionise.
This is why I thought it'd be fun. So I was due to cat and dog sit over Christmas for about 3 weeks, says the person.
Right.
Obviously, names are anonymous, Sean, because it's very important. This has a bit of integrity, this segment, you know what I mean? Microdose COVID twice, just to let everyone know.
I don't know if that's the move here.
Let's see how we can fit it in. So here's the thing. I was due to cat and dog sit over Christmas for about 3 weeks. It had been booked since last Christmas. Last Christmas. I've worked for the family for years, and I already offered them a mate's rate discount, as it is. I was also their nanny several years ago whilst at university. So far, so good.
So they know these people.
know them really well. Despite the long-term working relationship, the pet owners had a cheeky request. Last night, the family called me to ask for another discount on top of the discount she's already given them just over 2 weeks before the start date. They also ask if I'd contribute for bills for my stay in their house as I look after their dog and cat. Not that it matters, but they're absolutely loaded. They're flying to the States for a very expensive Christmassy vacation for Christmas for 3 weeks. That is why I am minding their pets.
Right. And
they will be spending shitloads over there. They do it every single year. So, Sean, she's been asked to fill it, to pay the bills, to give them an even bigger discount upon the discount she's already given them and still mind their pets. I mean, pretty big social problem to be given. It's a dilemma. I want to know what she needs to do.
Okay. So, as always with this, there is absolutely a real answer, and then there's let's do some jokes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Real answer, can I just say, is tell them no. And just like, be like, nah, I'm not doing it. And then they have to find a fucking dog and cat sitter, like two weeks notice.
One who will pay the bills.
Yeah, and one who will do it for the mates rates as well.
Mm.
So you do that, leave it a week, they'll come crawling back, and then you'll get everything you want. Why you're working in their house, and also that wasn't the agreement made last Christmas that you would pay the bills. Anyway, what you need to do here is, in the festive spirit, you want to get some revenge, right? So you've got the dog and the cat, they're being looked after. They're going to be fine through this whole thing. They're going to have a great time.
I didn't know this is going to be terrible. Go on.
So, what you do is, you get a couple of your friends, okay? Yeah. And if they can be, I don't know, early 40s New York men, even better. And you stage a burglary in the house. What they don't know is that you've set up a series of intricate traps in order to stop the burglary.
So hang on, you're hiring actors, preferably New York men in their 40s, or Joe Pesci, let's be honest, to break into the house. Then you're saying set a load of traps to stop them, the actors, breaking into the
home. You would set the traps first before they break in, because otherwise it wouldn't work.
Yeah, ultimately, I'm being silly here, Sean, go on.
So you set the traps, they break in, you can wreck the place all you want. All right. You can break things. You can throw paint all over the walls.
Yeah.
Smash up a load of Christmas decorations and just strew them about an open window.
Oh, you need to go with those baubles, cutting up some feet on the floor.
Classic. You're putting tar on the steps.
Yeah.
And then there's a nail sticking up
as
well.
I need to buy a flamethrower, she says.
Oh, I'm sure the flamethrower is key to the whole thing. And so you get all of that, and you get that all set up, and then you trash the place. You don't kill the men. They somehow don't die. And then when they come home,
you need to keep them alive. Give them CPR if needed.
And then when the people come home, the rich fucks, we'll call them, they come back. And then they're like, what happened to the house? And then you're like, I can explain. And then at that very moment, the dog and the cat run in and they've got little bows on their necks and they're happy out. They've had a great weekend.
Yeah.
And then the rich people like bend down and they're like, oh, happy Christmas. And then the camera pulls out and you're free. You're safe. You're home free.
Right. But here's the... and how many people in that story have microdosed COVID?
See, this was step two, right? Is that camera pulls out, but then there's an after credits scene, and you're talking to them, and you're like, "I have COVID," and now you're all stuck in the house for 2 weeks. For two more weeks, and then who pays the bills? Huh?
Yeah, that's good thinking. So my follow up to that would be that she does say that it's going to be 3 weeks that they're going to be there. So she's looking after the pets for 3 weeks. So ultimately, she's going to be over there a lot, keeping the house warm, keeping the lights on, keeping the pets fed.
At their behest, though.
At their behest, and at a lower rate than they would get anybody else. She's already giving them a discount because they're already friends.
Yeah, so, and presumably she's going to, like, get her own... Like, this person is going to get their own ingredients and maybe like takeaway or whatever, going to sort their own food and water and drink and stuff like that.
So they ring her 2 weeks before the start and they say, can we have a discount on top of the discount?
That's cheeky as fuck, by the way.
Now, like, they, in their heads, they're not getting a discount because they're like, but in her, she's already been like, if I normally offer like €100 a night, I'll give it to you for 70. And they're like, we'll have it for 50 if you want.
Yeah, and it's like, will you? Will you though?
Will you?
Like, okay, so on the call, I would be like, look, the rate I gave you was actually already discounted and I can't move any lower than that. Otherwise, it's not worth my time. To which they will either get indignant or they'll be like, all right, fair enough. But then they're like, okay, and you'll pay for the bills, right? If I'm hiring someone for the express purpose of living in my house and looking after my dogs, I'm paying the bills on that. Like, because that's my choice, is to bring someone into the house for that period of time.
True. True, even like if you were going to put them in a kettle, like, or in a shelter for three weeks, like, you would still have to pay for that probably at a lot higher rate.
Exactly, and the price you pay in the kennel or the dog hotel or whatever it is, that includes, I know some fancy
rich
dogs.
Where do rich people put their dogs?
The dog yacht.
I don't have that much money, so maybe a kettle, but
I would love to be the captain of the dog yacht, by the way.
Oh, man, that'd be such a good boy.
I've imagined it there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in for a woof wide.
Very good, Connor. Very good. Bone voyage, we'll call it.
He breaks a bone off instead of a bottle.
So, if you like put your dog into one of these places that looks after your dogs, the price you pay for their care includes overheads for bills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you're just paying someone mates rates for the privilege of having them look after the dog and the cat in your own house where they are already comfortable.
So the next step really should be you message them and say, well, over the year, my fee actually increased. So I can't give you more of a discount because I'm actually already giving you a discount because my rates increased over the year. If you prefer not to use me, I'll accept without even like a cancellation fee. I think you want, and good luck on your own, lads. Finding somebody else 2 weeks out.
You need to make it clear that you don't need that business. Also, you owe these people nothing. I know you've had a working relationship with them, possibly, you know, you're quite close, you might be friendly with them.
But if you were this close, they wouldn't be fucking you about.
Exactly. And if they and if you are that close and they are fucking you about, they're dicks.
Well, Sean, they're I don't want to say it, but if they are rich. So
they are. Look.
I just assume.
But that's why, and I go back to it, the house is perfect for a Home Alone style entrapment. Not entrapment, that's a different thing.
That's a different movie. No, I would say, I'm not even talking Home Alone 1. I'm talking Home Alone 2.
Killing those men. Like,
yeah, look, they should be fucking dead. If anyone's ever seen Home Alone 2, it's all out murder. Like, it is attempted murder every single little prank that he tries to do. Like, and he goes, yes! And it's like, I've got a big wall of knives and this wing.
But he throws like three bricks at a man's head from like the fifth floor.
If you threw a brick at anyone from the fifth floor, they're dead. Their skull is just going to crush in on itself when they get hit.
He electrocutes a man so hard you see his skeleton.
And he just walks it off.
Look, people were built different back in the 90s.
Marv was just built different. You know what I mean? He was a wet bandit.
And then there's a whole other segment in a toy store you could probably do. You make friends with a lady, an Irish lady who feeds pigeons in Central Park. We've all seen the film.
And you got to charge every single thing in the house to their card.
Every single
take. You gotta pay for room service. I suppose room service in a normal house is just grocery shopping, but you gotta pay for that room service.
And then you gotta, like, if you're ringing up to get like a takeaway delivered, you gotta have a weird like cassette player that changes your voice so that people don't know it's your voice.
I gotta give you until the count of 10 to send me a pizza.
And then, yeah, and put some firecrackers in a little tub and set them all off, you know?
For no reason. Just absolutely just no reason whatsoever. Just for shits and giggles. Ultimately sending the animals mad.
Oh, yeah. This is day one of the house sitting as well. I want this done.
Like the dog and cat are on edge for the next 3 weeks after hearing the bangers go off mere meters from where they're sitting.
And then you're adjusting things in the house. Like you're moving things in a certain way that people will trip over them. Like those, the dog and cat are going to be very perturbed for the whole
cats
affair.
Cats don't like, and you're getting all the pillows and like flipping them around. Cats don't like that shit.
Do
like,
they
like their side.
Ah, of course. That will be cats. Dogs, pretty chill though.
Mm, they just want goodbye pets.
And they'll get them, Connor. They'll get them. That's what I promise as captain of this vessel. They'll get them.
They will get them. I'm putting my CV in now. Here's my resume.
You can be the first mate.
For the dog yacht. I'll just come to you like 2 days in, Captain. It smells like shit. Oh, I'll be honest with you.
Captain, we didn't think about this. And I'm looking wistfully out to sea. Have
you ever smelled a wet dog? Now imagine 700 wet dogs.
Yeah, and they're all on the boat. And they all really want to go play in the grass. But I have news for them. We're on the sea.
One leapt out and is swimming behind us.
We're not to make port until next April. What do we do?
There's no more stops. I'm going through the icebergs. So yeah,
the golden retriever has started planning a mutiny. We never thought it'd be him.
He was the bestest boy.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sean, we're moving on to our next piece of news. I think you really solved that problem. I feel like that's another solution we've figured out.
Off the list.
I mean, your 100% success rate continues. I'll never get you. I'm still trying to figure out how to catch you out.
Can't be beaten.
I'm going to come back with another situationship now later on. Okay.
We'll figure that one out.
So, Sean, what I'm moving on to is our next story is I feel like this is just shithousery. But not from a human, from an animal.
A dog.
Because I have a bird at Taronga Zoo has been mimicking the evacuate now alarm since the lions escaped their enclosure last week.
I mean, so first of all, how have we not talked about the lions escaping their enclosure already? But also, I love that bird being a piece of shit. That's excellent.
It's just really to rub the salt in the wound of everyone who works there. To be like, every 3 or 4 minutes, just really burst out with perfect accuracy the alarm that everyone heard when the lions were loose to send everyone crazy.
Yeah, and people are really probably on edge about that because it's already happened once.
So they escaped their enclosure less than 2 weeks ago. But apparently, according to an interview with an expert on lyre bird language, the sardonic bird has been singing the alarm for some time. So at first he was singing the fire alarm before, because that went off several months ago. And now he's doing the evacuate now alarm to let everyone know. Because birds are fucking cool, man. He hears it once and then he can just perfectly mimic it.
Which, yeah, and it makes sense because like, The alarms would be designed that everyone listens to these and they're very loud and they go a long distance. So, of course, a bird is going to mimic that. Lyre birds are insane as well. Like, I saw a video once of a lyre bird who there was like construction going on near the enclosure, and he could perfectly mimic like a jackhammer or a JCB.
The mimic that he had before the alarm was a baby crying.
That's twisted.
Isn't it? That's so weird.
I would love like a parrot or a talking bird, but I genuinely think it would be too smart for me.
These birds are like, they will fuck with your brain. The issue is, right, this bird will be doing this for weeks until he hears his next big noise that he wants to mimic nonstop. But in that time, what if the lions get out again?
What if he's in cahoots with the lions?
It's a bit of a situation like Madagascar, where he's been chatting to the lions and he's like, I'm going to double bluff them. And I'm going to just keep mimicking the alarm. So when
I'm
going to
cry
off,
wolf so many times.
So that when it does go off, nobody's going to react because they're going to think it's me.
Yeah, and that's when you walk out of here. And you just calmly don't draw attention. In four lines in a trench coat. Ultimately, it's massive.
And they go to the cinema for some reason. No, there's no idea why. They don't even want to watch a movie, but they go there anyway.
They saw Black Panther and they were like, that's our cousins.
See Black Panther on the screen, like, better go see it. Come on.
And then he brings the bird in and the bird can mimic it perfectly. It's great.
That bird would fuck with your brain. The fact that he was doing a baby crying as well, so like you would constantly think there's a baby crying in the enclosure somewhere.
Yeah.
If you were working there.
That must be a frustrating, like, I imagine in a zoo or like a wildlife reserve or anything like that, there are the animals that everyone wants to go and work with, you know, like the red pandas and the otters and the cuddly ones and shit like that.
Mm.
Then you have the bird that's a prick, and you have like, you know, the like, lizards.
I think lions and tigers are down the far end, so they're just dangerous.
Yeah.
Whereas he's just a prick. Like, he can't kill you. He'll just annoy the shit out of you.
Yeah, but you have to be there and you have to look after this dickhead of a bird.
Apparently, the bird even has an Australian accent. Apparently.
I mean, why not? I mean, I suppose he has to mimic some kind of speech, but he doesn't come up with words on his own, surely. It's like things he's heard before.
I think it sounds. If anyone hasn't seen that clip, it was going around on Twitter for a while, of like the lyre bird and it mimicking things. And I think it is like one of those construction noises, and it's like so weird because it just opens its mouth and then you just hear like a fucking drill hammer. And you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
It's like, how did you evolve to do this? Like, it's
because it mimics other birds.
Yeah.
So, or like other animals, so that like it can't be in danger. So like if a lion or something is hunting it, it just mimics that. So it thinks like, oh, well, there's no bird there.
That's an X-Men power. Like,
isn't
that's
that so,
so cool?
Yeah, but also room for shithousery all over the place.
We should do a little spin-off every so often where we just find videos of like cool animal shit. And we just talk about them like normal humans. Like, none of the information that Attenborough has. But just like, this is class.
Isn't this cool? What you want is two lads talking about something that they don't really have much knowledge of, but pretend to know about.
See also Movie Mondays.
And Hero or Zero. Have you ever heard of that? we're going to move on to our next piece of news. And it comes all the way from New Zealand. So, I mean, that's kind of our second home. If you go off any of our patrons or any or where we're getting listens from, Sean, we're big down under. I've heard that you are a hero amongst the people there.
That's true. We're big in New Zealand. I don't know if I'd call New Zealand down under. I don't know if
still classify as down under.
I don't know. I think Australia might have the monopoly on that one.
Is that the downest under?
I think it's as far down and as far under as one can go.
Okay, slightly above down under is where we're going.
Midway under.
Midway under. So like Tokyo. As man demands $6,000 from police in bizarre sovereign citizen argument.
What's a sovereign citizen?
So a Queenstown man refused to undergo a roadside breath test, then demanded police pay him $6,000 in gold bullion for taking up his time.
Uno reverse card the police. Why gold bullion specifically?
So when Reuben Jeremiah Henry, three first names, they also say carpenter in it. Like Like, he's Jesus. He's a carpenter. appeared in the Queenstown District Court on Thursday on charges arising from an incident in the summer. He preferred a sovereign citizen argument, in which he claimed he was not subject to New Zealand laws. The judge alone trial began with the defendant refusing to move on from near the back of the court at first, telling the judge, "I'm not a ship, so I don't belong in a dock."
Oh, my God, man. That is a firm stance to take when you're in court.
When Judge Sygrove, who I can only assume had very little patience for this, addressed Henry by name, the defendant asked him if he was referring to an artificial person. So, Reuben, what he's done here is he's come in very strong,
yeah,
in terms of, I'm just going to say whatever the fuck I want.
Is this like a jury of your peers situation? Because I don't know if the jury is going to go for this route.
No, I think it's just one of those where the judge is the only person in the courtroom, and then it's right. Just him, and he's standing at the back of the room, and the judge is like, come up to the dock so we can chat about your trial, and he's like, no.
So I know I say this a lot, but is this man literally saying, I'm built different, Your Honour?
I think he's the epitome of I'm built different. Yeah,
I mean, okay, look, let's see what I can learn from this man in terms of defending people.
So, reading from a statement, he said he was not subject to enslavement, and it was a crime for a court to claim authority over a living man or woman in their natural state.
But you're breaking laws, sir.
See, if you're a human within society and you break the laws, you still are subject to the punishment of those laws, is what I would say.
That is the thing. And like that, that's the price, that's the social contract we all make, like it or not, buddy.
So he refused to produce his driver's license on the day that he gets pulled over. He refused to give his name or his date of birth or undergo a breath test. And he spoke to officers through a small gap in his window.
Like, I like the idea that's not even cracked. Like, he has a hole cut in the middle, like a confession booth kind of scenario.
No, he got like one of those you know, those math kits. He used to get like the compass.
Yeah,
he stuck that in. He just did a big circle there, and then he sliced that out like just a plop. He's like, yes,
like a burglar stealing like something in a cartoon.
He robbed his own car. Yeah,
it's respectable. You can't, like, how much time does this man have in his hands? Because surely once you start saying, no, I'm not giving you my license, no, I'm not doing a breath test, he knows he's going to court for this.
See, you get pulled over and he's clearly drink driving. And so then the first thought is like, I'm not going to cooperate whatsoever. But as you said, I don't think at that height he's thinking long term. I think he's just like, how can I be a shithouse in this exact situation?
How can I make the cops day harder right now?
Yeah, so the standoff continued for 20 minutes with him talking through the little gap in his window, and the officers, after about 15 minutes or 10 minutes, you just fucking break the window and drag him out of the car.
No, this like is in New Zealand, Connor. Everyone's lovely in New Zealand.
You have to still follow the laws. Yes, no, you're right. They would shoot him if we're honest with ourselves.
Yeah, and they'd probably bring him to Mordor or something.
Oh, ah, very good. I nearly said Percy Jackson.
What a deep cut.
What a lightning thief. The standoff continued on, as I said, for about 20 minutes. But eventually the defendant, who had a woman and a puppy in the car with him, said he would go to the police station under extreme duress. A short time later, he tried to get back in his car, and then he resisted as they tried to put handcuffs on him, and then he tried to hit them using karate.
He's not even giving himself a chance, is he? He's just full on fighting them now.
So, Constable Vicky Gonzaga told the court the defendant's quite erratic behaviour made her suspect he had been drinking. She told the court, a living man who presides... Henry told her he was a living man who presides within himself, and that the police owed him 6,000 gold bullion coins.
We all reside within ourselves, for better or worse. That doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want.
That's what those... remember back in the day, Jaden Smith used to always do like the tweets, but they were always like...
the deep tweets. The most,
like the deep tweets, but they were deep. That's one of those where like, I reside... I'm a living person who resides in myself. Just so you know.
That's fine, but yourself resides in New Zealand.
Yeah, and you are being arrested by the New Zealand police who reside in New Zealand.
Yes, and now you're in a court. Also, the judge resides in New Zealand.
What do you think about the tactic of the bullions? I haven't heard that one yet. Even Florida Man hasn't thrown that one out.
I don't know if gold bullion is the easiest way to like get money now at this point.
I feel like that might be the least... like the least accessible way to get money.
There was a time where gold was like the it was the go-to thing to steal in like movies.
Oh, it was a big
like
deal.
It was
a very
massive.
Big deal back in the day.
And I get it because it holds its value. There's a finite amount of it. Yeah. You can melt it down and repurpose it and things like that. But I don't see, like, surely it's more inconvenient for you. How much does 6 grand's worth of gold weigh?
Gold bullions. Maybe he's like a pirate. Maybe he likes the idea of being a pirate. That's why he doesn't want to work on land.
A pirate would not use the argument of him residing within himself. Because a pirate would have autonomy on the sea, correct, while captaining the vessel.
Sorry but for insulting pirates.
Once that pirate comes on land, he abides by the rules of the land. Yeah,
I literally went into your domain and you just schooled me. You cannot go near pirates when Sean's around.
I don't get mad very often on this show. Yeah.
I don't think pirates are that cool.
Get They're kind of fucked, lame. All right. No.
Your favourite movie is the one with Tom Hanks where he's like, look at me, I'm the captain now, but you're on their side.
it's more of the swashbuckly pirates than I'm
Ah,
I'm
you're looking for a peg leg and a parrot.
So, okay, so hang on. So is this, we're going to do this in US dollars for the sake of easiness.
Well, with the current, exchange rate, that's not bad.
Is it not? How much is the New Zealand dollar?
Probably a bit less than a euro. No, a bit more than a euro.
New Zealand dollar is worth 60 cent here.
Okay.
So let's do it in euros, just so it makes sense. So we'll do, say, 6,000 euros in gold. Oh, actually, Jesus, gold doesn't weigh as much. Gold, that would only be 110.2 grams, Connor.
That's nothing. I'm trying to carry that myself.
Jesus, fucking gold is valuable. I can understand now. I guess.
Tell you now, I'll rob gold every day of the week now that I know this information.
I'll rob it for you. But I'll keep
I don't
it
care.
Me.
I'll rob it for hell. I'll give it for you as well. Wait.
Oh, I get 2 gold now.
I had 1 gold. Now I've got 2 gold. So the judge told Henry he deemed the defendant's sovereignty argument, which he had also filed with the court in written submissions, as a denial of the charges, referring to the Court of Appeal decision that found Acts of Parliament were binding on all New Zealand citizens. He had such arguments, he said such arguments had been tested in court and consistently rejected, ultimately in a fancy way of saying, fuck off.
You're a fucking
That's a
nut.
Fucking that is the stupidest fucking response.
Someone
you
told
had.
You once that you could do this and now you're fully buying into it.
You know what this is? This is somebody kept saying to this lad, you're good, you're cool. Yeah, I don't want to say it, Sean, but he's the Elon Musk of New Zealand.
Yeah, he's New Zealand Musk, of course.
You're New Zealand Musk.
Now, this reminds me of a similar thing that we were told. Well, I was told by like the older boys in school, which was so in Ireland, our police force are called the Gardaí, and a member of that is the Garda. So a Garda can't arrest you if they're not in full uniform, is what was told. So the ultimate crime would be to steal a Garda's hat, because then they're not in full uniform and are unable to arrest you for stealing the hat.
That can't be true.
I've never put it to the test. I wouldn't dare.
Love the idea of like me. I'm going to say I love the idea, but bear with me. Me committing a triple murder. Right, I've just murdered a whole bunch of people. That idea, Sean. Come on now.
The thing you talked about off mic.
The policeman is standing there. He's looking at me do it, but he's missing a sock. Ah, fuck!
He can't do anything. He's powerless to stop it.
I'm powerless to stop you. Shouldn't have worn my ankle socks. See them.
Would you ever citizens arrest someone, do you think?
No.
Yeah. It's a weird, like, why would you do that? Being a narc.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, are they, like, if they murder someone you know and love, or, like, they attack someone you know and love and you're, like, stopping that... That's a bit different than just like them jaywalking and you like, here, sir, come here to me. Going to jail.
Fair. But if someone murders someone I love, I'm not citizens arresting them. I'm going full Batman. I'm getting vengeance.
With your knees.
Look, Bruce Wayne had bad knees in The Dark Knight Returns.
He got that magic brace.
Got that magic knee brace. I'll just get that. I'll kick through a brick wall somehow.
And then break your spine and then somehow get out of a well.
With a series of ropes and no
still makes no sense.
So that's my plan. I wouldn't go citizens arrest route. I'd go vigilante justice.
What do you think of New Zealand man's reaction here? Not a man we normally discuss. I'm interested to know how he compares to Florida man.
I mean, there's a scale now. We have a scale of New Zealand men because there's that one dude who's like a wizard in Christchurch. Yeah, and he, by all accounts, is fairly sound. And then
I would put
waffles
on that end as well.
Absolutely. Slightly above the wizard, probably. And then the bottom of the scale is this dude who is like he thinks he's the most well-informed man, but he's actually the biggest idiot because he believes everything that anyone tells him.
He's done his own research, Sean. He strikes me as a man who's done his own research.
Oh, he's done plenty of research. He's in plenty of Facebook groups starting with Q.
Quality Street lovers.
I like the green triangle myself.
Did you see they've changed the green triangle for this Christmas?
Fuck off, they haven't. What is it?
It's
we do this every
green,
week.
Man. It's no longer green.
What colour is it then? Yeah,
I think it's like a grey red.
The grey-red triangle? What's this about? What have they done here?
Yeah.
Two quality stocks is going to make over. What? Changes to green triangles and orange octagons. Hang on a minute.
Now, here we go.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
No, tell me what's being changed. I don't want...
There was also a big discussion in Detective Diverman's discussion group on Facebook
about twirls,
where Anna informed us that they don't have twirls in America, and then the rest of us were all like, they're elite. They are elite.
They're top tier.
It was confirmed very quickly. No, the guys, you gotta order some twirls. They look pretty good. They look like they're made of air. I will agree.
That's fair.
But they're the
but
best
it's that
ones.
Air that gives you it's the crumbliness of a twirl.
Oh, I'm telling you.
We like.
I'm telling you, you won't regret.
So we're getting a gold-covered foil for the hazelnut praline.
What about the green triangle that everyone knows and loves, Sean?
Is it a dark bronze? Is that what they're giving me here?
Oh, very, very boring.
What the fuck? And do you know what else, Connor? Is that they're introducing a new one, the honeycomb crunch. Now, that's just a crunchy. Okay, and if I'm looking to get a crunchy, I'm getting there in the heroes selection box, I believe.
Yeah, along with the fucking twirls.
Heroes, underrated for many years. It's becoming the top tier mixed sweet box.
Well, once they got rid of the strawberry ones out of all my, but I have no opinion. I don't eat them now.
That's true.
I've got off them. I'm going exempt because they've taken away all my faves.
What if we get you some strawberry chocolate? It won't be the same, though.
It has to be that specific one.
Okay, what if I buy you a bulk pack of just those?
Just the strawberry ones in the roses box.
Yeah, I buy a load of roses boxes and just filter it out.
Oh, you get one a box, lad. You only ever get one.
I've gotten three in a box before. Now,
there's no way you got three in a box.
It was the old school one where it was a metal tin. Remember the metal tins that they used to give you?
These days, you're barely getting two of each.
No, you're not basically getting whole. One bar of chocolate in a very
they
elaborate
take, tub. Right? They take, because they don't do it in trays, they just throw it in a tin. They can get away with just throwing in two, and you won't notice. But we all know there's only two of each one, so it's basically like two trays.
Oh, yeah. There's a secret hierarchy. Celebrations has it with the Malteser ones, where it's like, there's never enough to go around. You bulk it out with the shit chocolates.
And nobody's ever had one Malteser. You're having like seven.
Yeah. So you're there and you're whittling through and someone's putting the wrappers back in the box. So you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I love Christmas you like? Time.
Really. Sorry, what are you like?
I said fuck a lot.
You're like, what the fuck?
Fuck.
What the fuck, Mom?
Also, so, sorry, last thing on this. I like cream eggs. Get it out of the heroes. It's an Easter treat. Shouldn't be there at Christmas.
Don't like cream eggs. But once again, as I said, it's not a strawberry based in the roses.
There's a cream egg with some kind of strawberry filling.
I suppose. Yeah. I go with that. I don't think they'll ever do it. They don't have the balls.
I'm going to tweet Cadbury's from the official Heroes for Hire Twitter account. Can I have the login for that, by the way?
By the way, can I have the logins for all the details and social medias?
Can I be included in some of the decisions, please?
No. You know the roots. So we're finishing off this week with Florida Man Sean as he tries to evade the cops by saying sorry and then playing Frogger.
As in playing actual Frogger? Or?
Well, no, he runs away and plays the human version of Frogger.
Oh, he's the frog. Okay.
Mm-hmm. A Florida man swerved into oncoming traffic on the state's busiest freeway to avoid being pursued by police officers during a traffic stop. Zachary Sibbert was reportedly driving 110 miles per hour and driving with a suspended license when he decided to play Frogger, according to the county sheriff's office. In video released on Friday, Sibbert noted that dodging speeding cars and trucks was a better alternative than jail.
I mean, At least it's in your hands if you're running, you know, if you're sprinting across the road. It's all down to you and how talented you are.
Sorry, I must say, he was playing Frogger in the car first, like dodging and weaving, and right. Then he gets out of the car and then he plays human dodger across the road.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah, that's traffic, the facts. I mean, the 29-year-old immediately jumped out of his car onto the I-95 before fleeing across the road into the buffer preserve. The good news is that Sibbert yelled, "I'm sorry," at our deputy as he started walking. And while he was a polite criminal, he wasn't very smart, said the police on Facebook, Sean.
I mean, the Hail Mary of just apologising, though, is quite funny.
He just screams, "I'm sorry," as he's sprinting away from the police after driving very quickly through traffic after getting pulled over at a traffic stop. So Sibbert was captured after he allegedly offered to pay the driver of a truck to drive him up the Autobahn area. Police officers arrested him after they found him hiding in the back seat of the vehicle.
Okay. Was he hiding? Was he looking for something, maybe? Was he looking for a king's pardon, perhaps?
All that money I'm going to give to the children's orphanage. I left it back here.
My letter that says, "This man can do what he wants. He's ill."
He faces multiple charges, including driving with the suspended license, non-violent resistance he has as well. His bail is set at $1,500. I guess he forgot that he's in Brevard County, where we hunt, and we hunt you if you run away from us, said the police.
This is that's a weird fucking stance to take by the police, all right? You're like, we'll hunt men.
We hunt you down.
The greatest game.
The game is on, I say.
Like, I don't know, it's bad for branding, surely.
I think he thinks it's cool, so we got to go with that. But Florida man, I mean, this might be the most polite Florida man we've had in a while.
It might be. It's the most polite Florida man going up against the most aggressive Florida police officer, who also definitely has like a Punisher t-shirt that he wears, unironically.
His Twitter profile is him in sunglasses.
Yeah, it is. You better believe it is. So, honestly, I'm on the side of the courteous Florida man. you know, in this one.
The guy who put everyone's lives in danger was driving a suspended license.
Yeah, but he's a sovereign person.
But he seems like he has a head in his shoulders. He seems like he knows what he's up to.
To use an Irish phrase, there's raring on him, Connor, because he acknowledged he did. He's been reared right. Yeah. He's been reared
correct. So while he's running away, he's like, okay, I've done the crime,
but I no longer
want to do the time. So I'm sorry, but I must leave this situation.
I'm more of a talk the talk kind of person rather than, you know, the aforementioned walks.
I'm more of a run the run kind of person, and I am going to run, to be honest with you, officer.
I'm DMC.
Oh, shit! Oh, man. I'm the whole of Run DMC.
Yeah, that's me. It's all one guy, it turns out.
Turns out I was throwing my voice all along. Sean, I think that's it for this week's weird news.
What a week. I can't believe we got bogged down in chocolate talk again, by the way.
We did, yeah, we always do. It's getting closer to Christmas, that's how you know.
It's on our mind, we're being marketed too heavily. We're actually secretly paid by the chocolate companies.
I wish.
That's the dream.
Although I keep saying I don't like it, so maybe I don't wish.
You know what you want. You want more fucking strawberry ones.
Baby and strawberries from the roses boxes.
Connor, would you like me to take us out?
Yes, why not?
Thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We'll be back on Friday with Hero or Zero, Monday with Movie Mondays, and next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesdays. Big thank you goes to everyone over on Patreon who continues to support the show. Shoutouts, of course, go to Roisin the Wife Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Technically Fine Evanson, Waffles the Magic, David Clark, Sean Chuck It in the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jameson, Dominic, Anna Irish for Walrus Forever Helmroos, Danny McLaughlin, No One's Ever Really Gone, Luke Hoth, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Buster, Ed Ball, Sean, Connor and Lorraine have added this Patreon nickname intentionally to test Sean's lung capacity.
Connor and Lorraine, genius. Everyone do that.
Don't, Jesus. And Russ, forget those moonwalkers and just walk. Perfect. Thank you everyone for the continued support. You're all amazing humans. Link to the Patreon is below if you want to support us over there. There is also a merch store link below, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is @heroesforhirepod. The 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Devilman's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I've been Sean Meehan.
We shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.